Hi, I'm Jess Rogers from CBA Newsroom, and today I'll be chatting with CommSec Executive General Manager Richard Burns about the integration of CommSec features into the CommBank app. Richard, thank you for joining me.
Great, it's an absolute pleasure to be here, Jess.
Before we discuss the integration of CommSec Pocket into the CommBank app, I wanted to first start at the beginning. And for those who haven't heard or use CommSec Pocket, I'd love for you to take a moment to explain what it is and how it works.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Jess. I love talking about CommSec Pocket because it really started with us speaking to customers about some of the barriers that stopped them from starting their investment journey. Key things like they thought they needed a lot of money, or it cost a lot, or even what do I start investing in? And it really, after speaking to those customers, felt like it was, for many, hard to start their journey. So we've built an app specifically designed for new investors to tackle these challenges. So the CommSec Pocket app is CBA's low-cost, simple investing app. And it's really designed to empower these Australians to start their investing journey. And they can start with as little as $50. Importantly, as well, we've tackled that challenge of how much does it cost, with brokerage starting from as low as $2. Now, customers can choose from 7 themed investment options, providing an opportunity to align their investments to their interests. They can invest in things like technology or sustainability leaders, or even the biggest 200 companies in the Australian market. So when you invest via the CommSec Pocket app, you'll be buying units in an exchange-traded fund, or ETF. Now, ETFs, they are traded like other stocks on the stock exchange, so they're just like shares. But the difference is an ETF is really a collection of different companies all in one. So one of the great things about getting started with an ETF is you've got an instantly diversified portfolio.
Now, CommSec Pocket was first launched in 2019, right before COVID. How has CommSec Pocket performed during what has been obviously a very unusual and undoubtedly a challenging period?
Yeah, look, it's performed really well. I think we've launched right at the right time. There's obviously been a huge interest in retail investors starting that investment journey, and having Pocket there has really helped so many. In fact, over 340,000 customers have used Pocket to start their investing journey. Importantly, over 80% of those Pocket customers are actually young adults, so they're less than 40 years old, which is also pretty typical of the wave of new investors we've seen entering the market. Even more exciting from my point of view is we've seen a huge increase in the number of female investors. Real shift from what we saw prior to the pandemic, with almost 40% of those new customers using Pocket being women. And we've seen over $1.2 billion invested through Pocket since its launch in 2019, with the most popular themes really being that tech-savvy theme, the Aussie Top 200, and the sustainability leaders.
It was today announced that CommSec features will be integrated in a phased approach into the CommBank app. Phase one, which was launched today, includes the integration of CommSec Pocket into the app. What's the driving force behind today's announcement, and what's the benefit to customers?
The integration of CommSec Pocket into the CommBank app provides CBA customers with the ability to move seamlessly between their everyday banking and CommSec Pocket investing. It gives CBA customers a frictionless digital experience to access the industry's most reliable investing platform, and the ability to manage their investments alongside their banking and savings accounts, providing a single line of sight across all their financial activities. The integration of CommSec Pocket into the CommBank app will provide Australians with institutional-grade security, particularly in the face of increasing fraud, scams, identity theft, and other risks associated with investing more broadly.
So as mentioned, phase one includes the integration of CommSec Pocket, but what will the subsequent phases look like and include, and when can we expect those phases to be completed?
As a CommBank app customer, you'll be able to view all range of information, particularly on pricing and charting, and even be able to place a simple trade early in 2023.
And since the start of the pandemic, CommSec has reported a significant increase, as you spoke to before, in the number of active online investors, with a specific increase in the younger demographic. What do you attribute this to?
Well, the key drivers of why we've seen all these people come into the market have really been around the very low interest rate environment, where customers are seeking better returns on their money to effectively grow their wealth. We know in Australia that there's a challenge around housing affordability, so people are also looking to think about how they can build a bigger deposit for their first home. And we also know that Getting financial advice has become more inaccessible and more expensive than maybe some of their previous generations had experienced. So that's all culminated in a very large surge in customers coming to the market investing for the first time. And in fact, Investment Trends research has shown that active online investors has more than doubled over the last 2 years, from about 750,000 in December 2019 to over 1.5 million in November 2021. So most of these new wave investors that have been young adults have been choosing CommSec really because it's the most trusted, reliable brand in the market, and it's been that market leader for over 25 years. We've got great research from Investment Trends, which shows that millennials make up around 46% of those new customers, and Gen Z, another 19% in this post-pandemic era. And younger customers really value being able to trade with less money, which is why there's been that growing interest in micro-investing, and particularly CommSec Pocket. Importantly as well, I think one of the other reasons customers are choosing CommSec is the broad range of features and services we have. But we've also got a big focus on customer education. So we launched CommSec Learn during the pandemic to really help those new customers come on board. And even recently, we've launched a new service for young investors coming in called Stock. That's on our website. It's just a different way for young adults to kind of think about how they invest and share some of their experiences of other investors who have just entered the market as well.
And what are your expectations for the future, especially once all of the CommSec features have been integrated and those phases are complete?
Customers will be able to access a simple home of investing in the CommBank app and move seamlessly between CommSec for more control, education, research, and investing tools. Of course, the experience for customers will get even easier and faster, but still be underpinned by the most trusted and reliable brand in the market.
Richard, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure. I love talking about investing and welcoming all these new generation of customers.
I'm now joined remotely by CBA's Executive General Manager, Digital Operations Technology, Frederick Lindstrom. Frederick, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jess.
So tell me, what does today's announcement about the integration of CommSec Pocket into the CommBank app mean for CommBank customers?
Well, for the CommBank customers, it means that you get much easier access to one of the fundamental components of banking, which is investment. If you look back to how things have been set up within CBA, there's been quite a gorge almost, I'd say, between CommSec and CBA and the rest. And you really have to be, it's almost like operating with two different brands and two different franchises, which there's no obvious reason for, frankly. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all CBA. So we're trying to just bring it together for the customers. To the customers, it should be agnostic, and that's what we're trying to get to.
The CommBank Pocket and the CommBank app have both been around for a while now. So why now? Why are we choosing to integrate CommSec Pocket into the CommBank app today?
Well, so as I'm sure you can guess and people can guess, there's a lot of work involved in getting to this. So arguably, you could ask, why have we not done it before, perhaps? As I said, I think it is really a fundamental component of financials investment. So it's it should be a hardcore component of any financial offering. So we're on a journey to try to broaden the offering that we've got in the CommBank app. And as we do that and try to give more and more valuable propositions into the app, we started by looking internally, and we found out that we should and could offer a better integration between CommSec and CommBank. So that's what we're trying to do. So it's actually something that has been on my mind, and I guess many people's minds, some time. And now we just had the means to do it, also supported by the shift in the industry for customers to want to do more around their financial planning, want to do more around alternative sources of income, and strive towards financial independence ultimately. So the time is right from a customer's perspective, and we have some really, really strong technicians who can come to help us.
Now, today, through the CommBank app, customers can apply for a home, access different shopping offers, and now, today, also invest. So what's next for the CommBank app? How important is it for CommBank to have an app that is a true one-stop shop for customers?
It's a great question, Jess, and I think it's absolutely crucial for us to have a broad offering. And I think we need to start going well beyond what we have been doing. We've been doing a really good job with shopping, with some of our partnership with Amber Electric and others, right? But I think we need to do much, much more around that. If you look to what's going on in the banking industry, especially around digital, then traditional banking services are getting commoditized. So we're seeing it as a term used called banking as a service, where you basically assume that payments and some of the standard accounts functions and so on, they're all getting commoditized. And you see especially big techs like Apple and others coming into the space and really taking a stronger hold of what the customers do, and then they just rely on banks for the very traditional rails of banking. And for us to have a compelling offering going forward, we therefore need to broaden our services and go outside what traditional banking services are and really look to what customers, how customers live their lives digitally and tap into that. It's not that we're going to become something dramatically different in the medium term, at least, to what we have always been, being a bank. We're still going to be servicing customers and earning money from our traditional banking services. But to do so, the license to play digitally goes well beyond banking. So we're going to have to go into that direction and broaden our offerings quite dramatically, I think.
And I'd love to get a glimpse behind the scenes. Can you tell me, just at a very high level, what's involved in integrating an app like CommSec Pocket into the CommBank app? What does that build process look like?
Well, you know, it's deceivingly simple at the surface, but as you start digging into it, it is really, really complicated. There are a lot of systems and technology platforms that we've been building out and growing over the decades, really. Now we have to remember it's already, 15 years since the first iPhone came out. So it's been a while, and we've been doing digital banking in one shape or another for decades before that. So it's been around for a while, all of this, and we've been growing and developing it with hundreds of millions every year. So when you now have two towers almost that have to be joined, they have never really been built to be joined to start with. So you need to find a way to make the two towers meet and build a bridge between the two. Ideally, you should actually have a much tighter or a much more open, I should say, integration between the two. And that's part of what makes it complex. We want to build an integration between the two that is not just doing the job today, but it is also setting us up for doing a much better job going forward without having to invest so much in that integration. So I know Richard has a very ambitious journey ahead of him with CommSec and all the products and all the offerings that he wants to provide to customers through CommSec. And we need to make sure that as he does, all of that can transition nicely into the CommBank offering as well. So we don't have to go through open heart surgery to make sure that it actually shows up at both sides in the future. So we're trying to do catch up with the past and make sure that we're going to have a seamless future together as both offerings develop. So hundreds and thousands of hours of engineering trying to both catch up with the past and thinking ahead of what's to come.
And so, Frederick, is there any final comments that you'd like to make?
I want to take the opportunity to thank Richard and his team and all the engineers and people who have been involved in this. I know for a fact that it hasn't been easy, right? So for us to now finally come to this point, I think it's a huge achievement that we should be really, really proud of. And I'm sure that the customers will appreciate it as well.
Frederick, thanks so much.
Thank you.